We have got to talk about what is going on with the USS Abraham Lincoln. And as we get reports that they are rationing food, that there is no fresh produce, that there is mold, that they have gone weeks at a time without hot showers, that morale is at an all-time low, Donald Trump got in front of a camera yesterday and was asked about this. And he said, frankly, I don't think the deployment has been long enough. They have been out at sea without touching land for over 250 days. Over 8 months now. And that's got to be some type of record. CNN was actually on the phone with a family member of somebody who was on the ship, of a service member on the ship. And she was asked, that mother was asked, what do you think about Donald Trump saying it's not a big deal, slash they should be deployed much longer? She had some pretty choice words that you have got to hear. So let's break this down. The USS Abraham Lincoln is grinding its crew into the ground, and the Navy is admitting the logistics are broken. This is happening for two reasons. Because Donald J. Trump and Pete Hegseth are completely and totally incompetent. And number two, because Donald Trump obviously only cares about himself, and he has gotten himself stuck in this war with Iran, where Iran knows he's desperate, so they will not give him an off-ramp to get out, and he can't get even more aggressive like I predict he wants to because the U.S. is running dangerously low on defensive weapon capabilities, Patriot missiles, and THAAD missiles. So his generals have pretty much said, you can't get any more aggressive or things could get very, very ugly. Sailors reportedly face spoiled food, broken toilets, mold, and months without fresh supplies. Again, over 250 days. The logistics, before I show you this video, after Iran hit the Bahrain logistics hub, supplies now travel thousands of miles instead of hundreds. Two carriers are carrying a wartime load with a peacetime supply chain. This is what happens when you have loyalists like Pete Hegseth, who are far from qualified to have this job running this stuff. This is what happens to our service members because Pete Hegseth has no idea what he's doing. The deeper problem is the Navy is sustaining a high-tempo conflict with ships and crews built for shorter deployments. The crew is paying the price right now while the long-term bill keeps growing. So basically, normally, supplies would not have to travel that far for this ship, but because of the Iranian war and certain ports Iran has attacked, certain ports being Iran being at least able to attack, logistics have become much more difficult. This was Donald Trump the other day, like I said, talking about this. Take a listen.
Well, no, that ship is moving. No, they're not. Their ship. No. Not nearly long enough.
Not nearly long enough, he says. And again, we have a confirmed report now of at least one service member who attempted to jump overboard and take his own life because of the conditions. That's a man who had served or has served, excuse me, thank God he is okay, has served for over 13 years in the military. And now he's very scared that he's going to get a dishonorable discharge because of this. This should be on the front page of every single major media website everywhere because it is a disgrace. So let's listen to CNN interviewing a family member of one of these service members. Before I hit play here, it would mean so much if you hit like, hit subscribe, and share this video out here on the Adam Mockler channel. My name is Chris Mowry. I am not Adam Mockler, but I do a daily video for the Adam Mockler channel. So again, hit like, hit subscribe, and check out my YouTube channel right down below. If you appreciate the fact that we're not going to let stories like this go, the Adam Mockler channel, we're always growing. We're always trying to bring you guys the news from a Gen Z perspective, cut through a lot of the MAGA BS. And this is something that should be talked about far more. And Adam and I genuinely care about this country a lot. And that's why we're talking about it. We appreciate all the support lately. Take a listen.
What was your reaction today to President Trump saying that, in fact, he didn't think the USS Lincoln's deployment has been, quote, long enough?
Oh, my God. I don't think the man thinks before he talks, and I was really hoping that at some point there would be a redemption. Try to redeem yourself at least a little bit with everything that you do and everything that you say, and try to redeem yourself. Have some sympathy, some empathy, take some accountability for what's going on with your military, your ships, and your war, in your war. It's infuriating. I mean, we heard what Hegseth said yesterday, what the president is saying today. It's infuriating, essentially saying that families are lying and service members are lying, even though the proof is right here on my phone. It is not fabricated. Nobody is lying. Everybody is it's infuriating that they're not taking accountability and not having any sort of sympathy for our service members that they claim to scream and shout that they support when it's politically, you know, sound for them to use support our troops until our troops need support. And now suddenly everyone's lying and it's a fabrication and it's a misrepresentation. It's infuriating. And I so badly would love to plaster my face and blow the whistle so loud on social media with my name and be like, this is real. We are real people. Those are real people on that ship. This is actually happening. But unfortunately, I have to protect my husband's career. And, you know, he's making a career out of this, or he was. I'm not sure what he's going to do when he gets back.
Wow. So again, that was the wife of somebody who is currently on board the ship. And the other thing that is so disheartening is, again, she can't speak out about this because it would risk her husband and his career, but also the safety implication. MAGA will come after these people. MAGA will dox these people. I don't know. I honestly am at a loss for words, really. This should make everybody's blood boil. And what makes it so much worse is that it's been normalized a little bit more from this very brave woman. Take a listen.
My understanding is that morale is really bad for any number of reasons, not just in terms of people not being chipper, but just the workload, nonstop, no real effort to understand morale. There hasn't been a port call in more than 200 days, so they've been at sea the entire time. And this might explain why some of the sailors have been jumping overboard. There hasn't been a port call in more than 200 days, so they've been at sea the entire time. And this might explain why some of the sailors have been jumping overboard.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. My husband is a very leave it at work type of person. He gets his job done. He comes home and he lets it go at work. He does his best. He works very hard for the United States military. And he's even said that he finds himself changing. He feels himself being angrier and a little bit more and more frustrated. And that's just very unlike him. So it's very hard to hear that as his wife when I can't do anything about it. I can't help him. The only thing that I'm able to do is send him care packages.
Exactly. And here's the thing about those care packages is, as of right now, there's a lot of confusion about why packages cannot reach currently this ship. So we've heard from other family members that they hear, when they can communicate with their loved ones, morale's really low, we're rationing food, we're lacking supplies. And obviously, if you are a family member, the first thing you do is, okay, what can I get you? So it's a combination of trying to feed them, but also increase morale. Like, here's some fun candy and snacks and also food, blankets, whatever you need. That shipping is incredibly expensive. I read one report from a service, from a family member of somebody on the ship who said they spent over $500 shipping this material, and it never got there. It's just been sitting, and Pete Hegseth saying, due to certain circumstances, we can't currently deliver these packages. I mean, it is so, so, so atrocious.
And try to give him some positives, send him pictures from back home of our kids, to try to boost his morale and keep him strong, because when you're stuck in a floating metal prison, essentially, in the middle of the water, eating prison-like food with the same people in the same bunk beds, in the same small quarters for 200 days, 250 days, you start to go a little insane.
Exactly. What a courageous woman getting on CNN and talking. We so appreciate her. We also heard from Midas Touch exclusive family members share with Midas Touch that women aboard the USS Boxer, a different ship, have been, quote, begging for extra pads and tampons as basic feminine hygiene supplies run out at sea. Again, this extended war with Iran that Donald Trump made a grave miscalculation in believing it would only be 2 to 3 weeks is starting to really, really weigh on the logistics and the supplies here of ships that have been at sea. Of course, this administration doesn't care at all about women. That would be their last concern. This is directly from Aaron Parnas, actually. Family member here, family and friends on the Boxer have been out so long and aren't receiving care packages. Women have run out of feminine hygiene items due to no resupplies happening. They pack enough and some extra for deployment, but not for all the extensions and no port calls. Again, 250 days. I know this is separate, the Boxer, but just to give some context, 250 days for the USS Abraham Lincoln is near record setting. They were begging us to send them extra pads and tampons so they could share them out, but none, again, of the packages have been delivered. We don't know why still. The incompetence runs so high. Female sailors on the USS Boxer are begging for tampons and pads. Fire anyone responsible for this, starting with Pete Hegseth. This guy will go down as one of the biggest disgraces in American history, no question. Trump is hiding out at his golf course, posting pirate memes while our sailors on the Abraham Lincoln are eating mystery mush and running out of basic supplies. Meanwhile, he's telling the Supreme Court his golden ballroom is a shield against Iranian missiles. Yeah, while Donald Trump gets DUL and golf every single goddamn weekend, our service members are being, excuse my language here, treated like effing shit. Pete Hegseth says that the conditions on the USS Abraham Lincoln have been exaggerated. That is the word from the administration. You couldn't say anything separate, even if he believed it, because it's politics. You will get fired. Fired. So disgusting. A real leader would be flying his ass out to the USS Abraham Lincoln to talk with these sailors instead of calling them liars on national TV. Pete Hegseth is such a pile of shit. I'm liking this tweet. What a fantastic tweet. And again, troops dinner, a plastic tray and mystery meat. Trump's dinner, crystal and filet. USS Abraham Lincoln, mold in the corners. Trump at Bedminster, perfect green. These are the priorities. And this should be on every single TV, told to every single American, because it is the reality. These are the types of pictures we are getting. This is what we're eating, rationing food. And by we, I mean our service members. Trump's dinner. That's obviously what he's eating every night. He gets to go golf every weekend while we have mold on the USS Abraham Lincoln. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you making it to the end of this video. And I really do greatly appreciate all of our service members out there. Make sure you like, hit subscribe, share this video out. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Check out my YouTube channel down below. With all that said, I will see you in the next one.